I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We're down to comrades. Yes.
We'll call the meeting to order. Trustee Coker is here. Trustee Gendrich here. Trustee Green.
Here.
Trustee Vandenhoven is here. Trustee Dart is excused. Trustee Gast is excused. Trustee Zeller.
Here.
I have one proposed modification to the agenda. Since we have two trustees missing and the data have just come in, for the 360 evaluation for the administrator, and there are merit raises potentially tied to the performance evaluations that we're going to cover in closed session. We'd like to postpone that and have the administrator find a time that's convenient for at least all but one of us, hopefully all of us, in the next couple of weeks where we can convene and discuss that issue. So I'm proposing eliminating items 14 and 15 from the agenda this evening. Are there any other suggested modifications to the agenda? Is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended or as revised? Trustee Coker, second. Trustee Green. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The motion carried. Announcements.
We do have vacancies on all of our committee boards and commissions. If you know of anyone interested, please have them check the website or stop here at the Village Hall for an application. Also, we have a spring election coming up on April 2nd. We do have absentee ballots available. They began yesterday. You can come into the office and vote absentee between the hours of 7:30 and 4.
Thank you. Are there any other announcements?
I have one.
Yes.
We're looking at a date for the board staff luncheon, and the 2 days that we came up with was April 25th, which is a Thursday, or May 2nd. Does anybody have a preference? With the April 25th, that week, we also have April 23rd is the TIF press conference. So we have two events potentially that the board members could attend if they could during lunchtime. So I didn't know if that was too much in 1 week and you wanted us to push the staff board lunch out a little bit.
I'm good for April, but not the May one. What,
that's fine.
I'm sorry, what are the dates again? April?
Either April 25th or May 2nd. They're both Thursdays.
The 25th seems to work for everyone, including Trustee Gendrich, so why don't we...
It's the main thing, as long as it works for Jim.
Right.
Appreciate it.
Randy and Penny, Randy and Penny, we're on.
All right, I'll check with those two, and then we'll look at scheduling it that day.
Okay,
Thank you.
Are there any other announcements? Yes, Mr. Burnt.
Two quick items. One is next Wednesday night here at Village Hall. That's the 27th. From 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock will be the informational meeting for the residents on Bitters Court, East Mission Road, from Libel to Greenwald, and St. Matthews from Beaumont to Oakwood Avenue for the project. So that is our informational meeting for the residents. There's a couple of letters that have gone out to them to fill them in on the details of the project, but this will be the question and answer session for them, and that's worked out pretty good in the past in the projects. It takes care of most of the questions we get otherwise when we're out in the field in construction, so that's next Wednesday night. The other item is a reminder that Thursday, the 21st, at 9 a.m. in the morning at Green Bay Met is a public information meeting on their rate structure study. And at 5 o'clock in the evening at the Village Hall in Ashwaubenon is the same meeting again, but conducted in the evening. They're going to present their rate methodology study that they've conducted and then ask for input from the general public. So 9 o'clock at Green Bay Met over in Quincy Street or 5 o'clock at Etchwabana. It would not be a bad idea to attend if you can and hear some of the information firsthand. The discussion we had at the previous board meeting with that information packet that was provided is the packet that they'll be presenting at the meeting.
Okay. Tracy, could you send an Outlook request to me and whoever else on the board takes Outlook requests for that meeting?
For the Green Bay MC one?
Yeah, please. Thank you. I suppose everyone takes out the requests on their village calendar, right? We're all set up. Any other announcements? Public appearances? Is there anyone who'd like to speak this evening? You may speak on any item you wish. You can only take action on items listed under a business section of the agenda. Anyone who'd like to speak?
An educator having taught high school and college classes. I had 2 years experience teaching through Lakeland and Concordia College policemen who were completing their education following 2 years that they had had at NWTI. So I am fully aware of what professional policemen are required by law to do. Shifting subjects, my husband has had 2 strokes years ago. Since he was a veteran of the Second World War, the veteran sent a female to our home to help give him showers. She stole on the first day. I phoned her employer to tell her that I didn't want her to return. Her employer returned with her the next day, but I was adamant that I did not want anyone from her agency. She had stolen my husband's house keys, car keys, bank keys, factory keys, all his enormous keychain. The Alloway police were called, but they would do nothing about it. It is now advancing into 4 years, and she still comes at early morning hours. And now she comes with a boyfriend, the lock picker from De Pere. The latest is that I am not to call police to report any thefts unless it's okayed by the village, yet the Attorney General of Wisconsin has mandated by letter that I am to work with the local police. I have been denied my civic state rights as a citizen of Alloway. My question is, who do the officers of the village think they are making decisions of my civil rights? Once again, I would like to remind you that the police I taught and their employers, I am totally cognizant of police and village responsibilities. The woman has taken 2 extremely valuable coin collections, my birth certificate, our passports, marriage license, and financial records of our investments. She has emptied our freezer, refrigerator, cupboards, taken my wedding silverware gifts, closets, and large amounts of cash, and many items to mention here. I need Alloway residents to know that the Alloway police hired by the village do not record what was stolen when it is reported. I even offered to pay the copy lady if I could get copies. And she phoned to say all that the police wrote was that they were at my house. Now, I am being punished by the village that I would be paying the village should I call the police to report another theft. They felt that our reports are frivolous, yet the police are supposed to notify pawn shops when valuable items are stolen. Twice when I tried to hire private investigators, the police discouraged them by dismissing our claim as I am an old, aged woman and denounced me as a liar. I offered several times to take a lie detector test, but they refused. I'm asking the community of Alloway for help. Our neighboring communities feel that the Alloway police are protecting this thief and her partner. We are currently supporting 3 families since they have emptied our freezer, refrigerator, and cupboards. Since I was a little girl, responsible people told me that the duty of the police is to serve and protect. Unfortunately, this has not been my experience with the Alloway Police Department.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? Okay, Mrs. Vogel, I encourage you to continue to try to work with our DEO. We're very confident in his ability to remedy these situations, and we are trying our best to work with you to remedy this problem. I guarantee you of that. Any other public appearances? All right, item 5, action regarding the identifying of municipal customer candidates for the appointment to the Met Commission. Mr. Byrne, I'd like to hear from you first, please.
When we discussed this at the last meeting, what we were talking about was the objective of the municipalities was to place 3 or 4 potential candidates before the county executive for possible nomination to an appointment to the Green Bay Metro Commission. And the idea was ideally 2 elected officials and 2 technical public works directors, individuals, people that had experience in the engineering side. We've discussed this with the other public works directors. They are all talking with their council or boards. And at the last meeting, we talked about the potential Ed Wiesner, the former Department of Public Works director from Green Bay, and Green Bay is discussing that with him and with the idea of putting his name as one nominee. I don't know yet whether he's agreed to accept the nomination or be put on that list. I don't know that yet. That dialogue is still going on. Other than that, the only other thing that I'm aware of is that the Village of Howard told me a couple days ago that they, by board resolution, sent a letter to the Green Bay or to the Brown County Executive nominating myself. So that's about the extent of what I know of where we are at this point. By early April, we kind of would like to wrap this up if we could, or in the month of April, wrap this up. Basically, by providing 3 or 4 names to the county executive, if he proceeds with this in appointing a municipal customer, he will interview those candidates. He will make a decision on whom he feels most comfortable with that would fit the commission objectives, and then that later in the year would become potentially a nomination to the commission, really at the end of 2013, would be in December probably. So that's where we're at.
Okay. Any questions? So it looks like we don't need to take any action this evening on this item, or is this, it sounds like an update, or...
Well, I think the question at hand is whether you want to entertain the idea of myself being one of the potential candidates. We will have to make that decision. Ideally it would be this month, but certainly by the end of April. Because I think by mid-year, the county executive is going to be looking for those individuals to begin that process.
Do you have an idea of time commitment?
Well, my time commitment right now with Green Bay Met is a couple days a month, probably. This would be a little more. It would be. But, and also, I guess I would say this. I'm not sure whether, if I was one of the individuals considered, I'm not sure that I would be the top candidate to be asked to fill that role. Hard to say.
What's your opinion on this?
It's a very difficult question to answer.
Tracy, what's your opinion on this?
I think Craig would be very well qualified and obviously knows his stuff, would be a good candidate on there. My fear is the extra work. And he has a full plate already, has a lot going on and a lot that he has to do on a daily basis. So can he be pulled for that much more to do it? And I think to really stay on top of it, it would be more, obviously, like you said, than, you know, 2 days a month, because he'd have to really get up, you know, to where he could make some good decisions and be a good board member, so it would take more time away. I mean, it's the village in the long run, but,
yeah.
At, you know, at what cost? We're so short-staffed, you know, we're pretty tight on staff anyway, and then to have him on that much more.
Well, I'm wondering, if we have until the end of April, it sounds like we could probably do that and still have some time. Could you come with a recommendation? I mean, have both of you discuss and consider workflow, consider projects that are coming down the pike in the next... Is it a 5-year term, Craig? I guess we can't project out that far, but sort of try to gauge the time commitment and then come up with a recommendation. If the answer is we don't really recommend it because you simply don't have time, that's understandable. But you both would know that better than any of us would. Trustee Kopisch, did you have a...
That was my question. The term was a full term or filling out an unexpired term? I wasn't
it
sure.
Would be a full term.
I'm going to make a motion to postpone until the second meeting in April, at which time the staff will come to the board with a recommendation. Is there a second, Trustee Green?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion carries. Item 6, action regarding the Miracle League request to improve the playground. Is there a motion with regard to this item? Trustee Green?
Move to approve.
Trustee Kopisch?
Second.
Discussion? Mr. Lang, anything we should... Mr. Lee Joyce is with us.
We have Paul Lee Joyce here tonight, the executive director. But we have two proposals out there right now, and it all depends on the amount of funding that we end up with. Currently, we're around at 80,000. The hopes are to hit the 120 so that we can finish the entire playground and not have to come back again. Funding is going fairly well, but the order is due soon if we want to have the playground put in time for the season. So our committee already looked at this. It was part of our minutes back in January, but it's one of those that we need to bring to you for the official action. So.
And this plan has been in place for a long time. We sort of knew where we were going and which stage. Mr. Lee Joyce, do you have anything to add?
No, just that I want to thank the board for all the support. And this proposal is the urgency, sort of for me, is that some of the people that have donated have children that currently play, and they'd like to see their facilities built so they can still utilize them. So I'm anxious to get going, and I appreciate the approval to do so.
This is the shining star of this village. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention?
Abstain.
One abstention? The motion carries. Item 7, action regarding street reconstruction bid results and contract award. Is there a motion with regard to this item?
I will make the motion to award the street reconstruction, the 3 street reconstruction projects to the low bidder, David Tenor Corp, in the amount of for the total bid in the amount of $993,984.70.
Is there a second? Trustee Green?
Second.
Discussion?
Dave Tanner Construction is the contractor that performed our first contract on this group of reconstruction projects. That was the Webster Meyer Lane project. He did a very good job. He was the low bidder on that. He's the low bidder on this project. We are about $250,000 below what we estimated the cost of that project would be, so we obviously have the funds to do this, which actually leaves us some funds to spend on some other streets that need some repairs. So my recommendation is that we award this to David Tenner, and that will allow us to complete the fourth project of our major reconstruction.
Mr. Byrne, I have a question that maybe you can't answer, but it's I know that it's not uncommon, but it struck me that there's a 20% difference between the high and low bidders. So what causes that? Is it labor? Is it one company can get better prices on materials? Or it's a lot of money and a pretty high percentage.
Well, one of the things that happens, and if you look at the Krucek construction bid and the PTS contractors bid, they have quite a bit of work this year already. So this is more of, I would put this in the category of a courtesy bid.
Okay.
So
okay. Makes
that, sense. That's really what it boils down to. And if you look at the actually bidders 1 through 4, they're all within, you know, within $100,000. Yeah. So those are all pretty good bids.
Okay. Thank you. That explains it. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 8, action regarding the approval of the annual stormwater report. Is there a motion with regard to this item? Trustee Green?
Move to approve.
Is there a second? Trustee Coker, second. Discussion? Aside from we have to do this, Craig, what does this mean?
Aside from we have to do it, yeah, the requirement is that we review this with the governing body annually before we submit the report, before I submit it. I'll just real briefly hit the key points that are on this page in the handout. And I did finish the report. You received a draft. I did finish the final report, and I did stick it in your mailbox today. And part of the difficulty I had was a computer problem, and so it took a little longer to get this put together. But anyway, to hit the highlights, item 2, we are at 39% removal of suspended solids for the entire village with the completion of the Heritage Hill project. And that's where we expected to be at this point in time under the old regulations, where we needed to meet a 40% removal. But at any rate, we're moving along well in the direction of being able to meet the long-term future requirements of the Lower Fox River TMDL, which will be implemented in the next 2 discharge permits that we get. They will be implementing the TMDL, and we'll have some additional requirements that we'll have to meet, you know, 10 years out, somewhere in that time frame. The Riverside Drive project will help us in that regard, because that will move us along at really probably very little cost to us and move us closer to meeting the TMDL over the long term. The stormwater management plan that we just completed was intended to address that conceptual path forward for the next 10 years to comply with the TMDL. So that's item 3. Item 4, there will be some minor updates to our current stormwater ordinances that result from the recent regulatory changes, but they're very minor. So those ordinances will be coming back to the board for review and approval, but they're really quite minor changes. Where we have an area that we should be focusing on improving is item 5. Because of our staffing restraints, if you will, the public education, the public outreach, and some of the data record keeping that we should be doing, we're on the lower end probably of the scale of where we should be. We have a thought on how to address that, and I'll get to that in item 7. Item 6, well, anyway, before I go to 6, item 5, these are the soft components, if you will, of the discharge permit requirements. The way I look at it is what's most important is what's 80% of the value of our program is that we're meeting the treatment requirements. We have stormwater treatment in place, and we are well in advance of any other major metro community in terms of where we are in our program as far as stormwater treatment. So that's the meat and potatoes of the program. These other items, they're required and they're important, but they're informational, and they're certainly not as significant as providing treatment. Item 6 is the area, pollution prevention is the area that we control in our daily operations. And, for example, we've reduced road salt usage. From when I first started here, we were over 10 pounds of salt per curb mile per year for road salt. We're now down below 5 pounds per curb mile. So that's significant in terms of a reduction in use of salt and the impact on the environment. We do a very good job of handling fall leaf collection. So the pollution that occurs from leaves is very minimal in Alloway compared to other communities. So, and there's other items here in the back, how we manage our farm site, our nutrient management program for village facilities, where we minimize the use of phosphorus fertilizer, or in essence don't use any phosphorus fertilizers. But managing brush. These are all things that we do operationally that we're in very good shape on. So that's kind of the focus of our program in terms of operations. Item 7 is the one that kind of addresses something that we should look seriously at doing. And basically what it is taking a look at getting some assistance to help us with these items that are in our permit that we need to do a little better job of documenting and making sure that they're a solid program, and probably look to people like maybe Brown County Planning to help us with that. Because one of the restraints that we have is it worked for us for a time period to hire an intern, but it requires time on my part to spend with an intern to develop those program items, as opposed to if we can work out an arrangement with Brown County Planning or Bay Lakes Planning or another agency that actually does stormwater work to provide, let's say during the course of the year, maybe 20 days or 30 days of assistance to us during the course of a year, that would really solidify our program. And we can afford to do that in our stormwater program, so it's not a large cost, but it would help us with our program and ensuring that when and if we have an audit, that we're in good shape for that. So that's something that we're going to take a look at and see if we can get some assistance that would really help us kind of nail down those other areas of the program where we just can't spend enough time. And I think that would be a good approach. That's really the improvement that we should be looking at here over the next year or two, and get ourselves really 100% up to speed on those areas of our program. So that's the overview. In summary, we're in very good shape. This is just the area of improvement that we should be focusing on.
Will that be an ongoing need, or once the public is more educated about stormwater and all the rest, is it kind of a temporary thing, or is it just an annual expense?
I think for a year or maybe 2 years, it'll be a larger effort, and then after that, it may be a very small effort. That's my feeling. that the smaller effort being just in updates here and there and data management. Now, we're probably talking about something, and I'm just guessing because we haven't really looked at it in detail, but we're probably talking about something that's $7,500 or maybe $10,000 in cost for a year to do this kind of work for us.
I think that once the systems are in place, like you said, the data collection and storage and analysis and reporting systems, that that would be more streamlined and it wouldn't be nearly that high.
I've been able to do it in the past and take care of it by taking a block of time to put this stuff together. But with all these projects we've been doing, I can't dedicate 2 weeks to this like I could in previous years, and that's where the shortfall is. We can't put the resources to this with all the other things that we have going. And then with Huffman Road and these other things coming up, I don't see the projects ending. And that's kind of the issue here.
And are those types of services available from, I think you called it, Brown County or whoever?
I think they are. Because actually, Brown County Planning does help us a little bit on stormwater right now. When we have a situation where we need to do an investigation, they will come and help us do the investigation, and they have the equipment to do that. So, and they do that for the whole county. So I think that getting a few days of assistance from them might be the best approach.
I'm fine with this approach. I'd like to see it turn into something where you're talking about before, and eventually once the systems are in place, to hire an intern. And even if the intern's for a full semester, the first half of the semester they can learn about the systems and how things work, and the second half they can work on the reporting and the analysis that takes you, 2 weeks of your time.
Sure. That's a good idea.
Trustee Kopisch?
Yeah, I'm just thinking about other options, excuse me, as well, with university extension, conservation, soil and water, conservation people, or, I don't know, by extension with the Met. Since we're diverting, water with the Met being an option.
I don't think the Met would be, because they've hired a stormwater consultant to do their stormwater work. So I don't think they would be a resource for us. But the extension may be. We haven't really looked at this at all yet, other than to kind of brainstorm a little bit on some ideas of where we might go. But just to bring this to the forefront, this is an area where we think we need to make an improvement. It's not a major item, but it does
sure. It
does get us in better compliance with our requirements.
Anything further? Yes, Trustee Zell.
We did discuss this at length at the Public Works meeting last week, and I had thought about possibly a McMahon or some organization that's very familiar with our reporting needs and what we have done from starting at square one all the way to here. But then Craig brought up the possibility of these planning agencies and this gentleman from the county. So I know we already have a motion on the floor to approve the report. So I don't want to amend that, but by consensus, I would ask that we have this for a future Public Works Committee meeting agenda item that we could all, that all the members of Public Works could chime in on this, and that we would be able to have some proposals by budget time, maybe even by summertime, so that the crush of activity comes at the end of the year for Craig. So maybe we could have something in place already by December. So and I don't think we have to insert it into our motion, but I would say if we could get work on this now, we could solicit some proposals from there was three really good candidates that Craig had come up with. So I guess I'm sold on the fact that we have to spend some money on this. So let's do it, and we'll get out in front of it now.
I like Trustee Kopisch's idea of UW Extension, or you might even try the university, UW Green Bay. They have some great people with sustainability, and I think they have someone
that specializes in water management that might be helpful. Mm-hmm. Are other communities doing the same thing, Craig? I mean, if we had the county do it for us, it seemed like that information might be useful to other communities, so maybe we can all sort of pitch in. I know every community is going to be a little bit different, but...
We use NUSC to do some of our work, Northeast Wisconsin Stormwater Consortium, of which we're a member. We pay $1,500 a year to use that organization, but we get much more than that back. A lot of the brochures that we put out to the public actually come from NUSC. So we use that. But most communities, what they've done is they've hired somebody to manage stormwater.
Oh, they manage the whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I mean, a staff person hired an engineer or, you know, that level of person to do this. We haven't, but most of the communities have done that because of the extent of the requirements.
So most communities aren't in need of a planner or planning organization because they have someone on staff that can do that.
Yeah.
Trustee Zeller?
So one of the items that came up in the discussion was Craig said that we'd be subject to an audit if the report isn't properly submitted, and Bellevue has been audited. Am I correct on that, Craig? And then the requirements for corrective actions would just take more time, more of the staff time. So now we've come up with I think four real good possibilities: the extension, the university, Bowen County Planning, and Bay Lakes Planning. And if there's anything else, anybody comes up with another possible source between now and maybe 2 months from now, I think we can get it nailed down in Public Works.
Right. Okay, any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Craig, is that the file that was zapped from your computer somehow?
This is the one, yeah.
No.
I saw Craig in the office. He looked a little pale. He lost about 5 hours worth of work. Item 9, action regarding the award of the 2013 street repair and hydrant replacement contract. Is there a motion with regard to this item?
I just have a request.
Yes.
Since we just got these, could we have Mr. Barrett speak to them?
Yes, we can. Mr. Barrett.
This is our routine annual maintenance work. The bid opening was this morning, and I apologize for the time schedule on it, but to get the other project out, we wanted to get that one out first and get it to Public Works so it could be reviewed there. This one is the one that we manage to the budget. So It's not a bid like the other projects where we have to determine whether we're going to be at budget or below budget or over budget, because here we manage it to the budget. However, this one turns out that the $296,000 is about $60,000 below what we estimated the cost for that work to be. So we're well within the money that we have set aside for our paving and maintenance work and curb and gutter replacement and so forth under that contract B. So we're well within the dollars that we have in the operating budget for this work. And then contract A is the repair of storm inlets and replacement of hydrants that we do every year. And this is really, budget-wise, was $65,000 to $70,000 worth of work. And the bid is at $41,000. So both of these contracts are well below what we have in the budget to do this work.
Now, have we used both of these vendors before?
Yes. Ed Gerzak did the work for us 2 years ago. Absolutely excellent work. The best contractor that we've had on doing the hydrants and inlets. And MCC and Northeast Asphalt routinely, it's one or the other each year doing our paving work and so forth, and both do very good work. So we have no reservations about the contractors at all.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Do we have a motion?
I'll I'll make the motion if we're ready for a motion that we accept for contract A, the contractor Ed Gerzak with a low bid of $41,612, and for contract B, the contractor MCC Inc. with the low contract low bid of $296,735.62, with the understanding that change orders for additional work be brought to Public Works for review.
Is there a second? Trustee Green?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 10, action regarding updating ordinance 5.03, parking of watercraft, utility trailers, etc. You thought it was gone. We'll entertain discussion on this first. Yeah. That's why Randy's not here.
Me too. Sorry about this. As the memo I sent you, I was going over the ordinance to get familiar with it, to start implementing it next month. And I discovered that when I was riding around the village looking at the trailers I'd be enforcing the ordinance on, there's a lot of trailers that are being closed trailers. Went back and looked at this. We had nothing in there covered in closed trailers. So
why aren't they included in just trailers?
We had it in there. It got taken out for some reason.
Oh, okay.
During the
morph
talking about it. Yeah. Somehow it got taken out, and I didn't notice it either until I was going back over it. And so actually need to put it back in.
Was it taken out on purpose? I thought we had a discussion about if you have a trailer and it's enclosed. It's like a U-Haul. Yeah.
But all we have up in our definitions and everything is the unenclosed trailers, because actually it's a utility trailer is what we put in there. They made that unenclosed trailer because you didn't want an enclosed trailer sitting in the backyard. That's why we put the utility trailer, which we made our own definition for a trailer. Utility trailer, because trailer covers everything. So
can we simply just change trailer to be enclosed or not enclosed?
Well, what I was added on there was just to add a trailer in there.
Right.
Which says it's an enclosed trailer.
As opposed to an open trailer.
Correct. The definition of a utility trailer is an unenclosed trailer.
Ah.
That's utility trailer, which we're allowing in the backyard. But a lot of the contractors and several people have enclosed trailers in their front, which we need to, in my opinion, allow year-round.
Got it.
Of course, most of them are the contractors and the people that use them for work.
Yeah.
What Steve brought up earlier, what do we do about
seasonal use? The snowmobile trailers?
The snowmobile trailers, if they're enclosed, do we allow that to be an enclosed trailer? To allow that to stay, even though it's a seasonal? And I didn't think of that. You brought that up.
Mark, is there enough work to do on this right now? I mean, it's sort of related to your discussion item of where do you, how strictly do you want you to enforce this? And it seems like you probably have a lot of work enforcing the parts of the ordinance that are perfectly clear.
What we have in place that start April 1st, yes, plenty. I run around the city before here. I went down two streets and found 10. Just on two streets,
yeah.
10 trailers that I'll have to address.
It's my inclination, although this was sort of mentioned tongue-in-cheek, is to wait until Randy's back. He did the most work on this, and I think he might recall better than anyone when it was taken out and why it was taken out, and he probably has all the redline versions of it himself. So my inclination is to postpone until he's back the second meeting in April. And in the meantime, you should have plenty of work to do in the areas that don't involve enclosed trailer. Any further discussion before a motion is entertained?
No, that sounds like a really reasonable approach.
Okay. Okay, I'll make the motion to postpone until the second, or the, I guess the only meeting in April, the only regularly scheduled meeting in April. That's it. Trustee Genridge.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Action regarding the village logo. We hear from Mr. Lang before we entertain a motion.
Drum roll.
The problem that we have is there are several different types of logos that have been used.
Oh, shoot.
You do one of these too, because this is our webpage.
Like, we have several different types on vehicles right now.
Exactly. Yeah. We got them on different vehicles. We got them on letterhead. We've got it on the website. I guess pretty much all over it. And with us building the website right now, this is a very critical component of the web design itself. Would you like to see this, Mr.?
Sure.
Anyway, what I wanted to do is, because we're in the process of building the website, the web designer was talking that this is a critical point because you don't want to be building the site to then have to come back and make all these major changes. So what we're trying to do is move forward with coming up with a logo, so to speak, if that's what you want to call it. It could be the logo on our website and probably letterhead and such, but if we can, I'm asking the board, would you entertain the thought of over the next week or week and a half to allow staff and maybe a board member or two to work on coming up with something? I need to get it to We were kind of in a crunch due to our marketing intern. She's only here till middle of May, and I want to make sure that we are done, we're launched, and we have others that are trained on how to make these improvements. So that's where we're at. I mean, there's, if looking at the sheet, the top right one is most cool, but of course that's something that you can't do anyway. Our current logo, which would be the top left, that is on our typical stationery. I think Debbie uses the middle one on her, very similar to that one on probably her emails and other correspondence that I think she sends out. And it's also very similar to what's on some of the vehicles. Parts, yeah. We came up with one a few years ago because it's just to identify the parts into things. And then again, just a sample of what the village stationery looks like. So again, we're kind of in a crunch. Lana, who is our marketing intern, is gone this week, so it's something we don't have to, you know, we're not going to be deciding on the logo tonight or this week, but hopefully by the end of next week. Time frame, again, very critical. We're not going to be meeting again as a full board until middle of April. That's way too long. It's too far out. We figure it's going to be about 6 weeks to design the website. They've started on some of it. It's going to be really nice, very simple to follow. But again, going back to this is a very critical component. So I'm looking for some direction from the board as far as how you would like us to proceed with this critical issue.
Trustee Zeller?
So on the upper left hand side here, Brad, the traditional village logo.
Correct.
Is that a representation of Father Claude Alloway?
It's Heritage Hill. To the best of my knowledge, Father Claude Alloway, and then just a family.
The cotton house, the trees, and the
yep.
family?
Yep.
Okay.
Lana, our marketing intern, made it neat, or something that, I've looked at this, the village of Alloway for the last 18 years, and she said, well, why don't we incorporate something A to Z? Alloway is everything A to Z.
Ah.
Nice.
That's what most people do.
It is. It's a creative
brain. But what you were referring to is we've got history. We've got new families. We've got lots of different things to offer to the people. So everything from A to Z, kind of using that as some sort of a catch-all or at least a start.
Well, we're talking. I mean, that's a tagline. We're talking about a logo, right?
Right. That'd be a tagline, exactly. So. Logo, to the best of my knowledge, Debbie, and maybe you can help with me a little bit of this, the upper left is the only one I think the board actually voted on years ago. I shouldn't say that because the one on the right probably was initially voted on as a town.
That was
the one
the
on the
original.
Left, it was the...
There was a logo contest.
A logo contest, exactly. I wish we had time for that. It was just, we talked about it years ago, of redoing having a logo contest, but...
I mean, these strike me as a little bit different things, Brad. This is like a seal or a logo.
Correct.
And this is a sort of a typeset for when you're writing it out on stationery, and you might use this on one correspondence and this on another. They're not mutually exclusive. I wouldn't expect this to show up on every web page on our website, the logo, the seal, but I might expect this to show up.
Right.
You got to write it, right?
If you look at our current website.
Right.
It's very similar. The way it's written, to that middle logo, or middle, I guess I'm going to call it a logo at this point.
Which part are you talking about?
If you look at it, this is our current webpage,
yeah.
Our homepage. It's very similar to this one.
Oh, right.
Right, just a different script.
Yeah. Kind of using that French school.
But I guess what I'm saying is, I mean, if we're deciding on one, doesn't mean we're going to use one on every. I mean, this belongs on the web page. This belongs on certain web pages and on, as an official seal. So they serve different purposes.
Well, if that is something you would like to do as more of a, the seal of Alloway, certainly that's fine. But if you have no issues with us moving forward with something along this line. Mm-hmm. Or utilizing what's currently on the village website, we can do that. It's just a matter of I need to have something.
Right. And this is kind of the branding kind of thing, isn't
that's
it?
That's what we talked about, the branding.
The new, relatively new vernacular.
And this was never approved.
Right, these have never been approved. And again, going back to this, if this is still the logo that the village, or the seal, that's not a problem.
Yeah.
But again, we want to make sure that we're...
Well, I don't think we have time to change the logo. Like you said, I don't think we can do that in 10 days or in 2 weeks or however long. I like the elements of what make Alloway Alloway are in this logo. I don't particularly like the logo. It looks a little bit dated.
It's too dark.
Yeah, so I would change some of the design elements. But
I mean, that's something that we can work on as a community event.
Right.
Offer it to... get the schools and stuff involved in something like that, but
it's
as far as the village website goes, if you're fine with something very similar to what we currently have, but we want to make it, you have to make it fresh, new, different. Otherwise, it's going to be the same website in the eyes of many. So we want to make sure it is changed.
So you're looking for some direction from the board that the committee can go ahead and come up with a recommendation.
You are going to be meeting April
19th or something.
9th or something like that, right?
For
special
what?
Meeting on April 9th?
That hasn't been determined yet.
That hasn't been determined yet. So, if you want to. I was hoping Penny was going to be here tonight because being on the Economic Development Committee, the Alloway Business Association, that she would have been a nice catch all. To talk a little bit about this, because it is branding. I think you hit it right on the head. It is. So.
Why not? Okay. I don't really change the logo myself in the short amount of time that we have.
Keep the logo, but we need to change.
As far as the Village of Alloway, the way it's written, whether it goes with this style or that style, I would propose leaving that up to the committee. But the logo, I think a lot goes into a logo. You can't decide on, because you're right, it's tied to the brand, and we really don't know what the brand is, but the brand and the logo have to be consistent with the comprehensive plan, which is why I like this one. It's clearly consistent with what's in our comprehensive plan, but the design elements are just not great.
It needs a refresh.
Yeah. So,
if,
I don't know, maybe
if you want to select a couple or just allow staff, whatever you would like to do, I mean, I'm open to anything, but I would like to go back to what we're using is Burnham and Richards.
Mm-hmm. Burnham and Richards.
Yep, they're the ones that I'm working with. Great, local. I just need to get up the hill and I can coast down. I'm there. So they said they would come up with a couple designs, so to speak. I don't want to call it logo because that's not what we wanted. It's going to be our website logo. That's our brand. So they can come up with a few things, work with the committee to get it going.
And are we talking about this? We're not talking about this.
No, well,
we're talking about
that
this.
That has the village seal, correct.
Right, okay. Trustee Kopisch, do you have something?
The only thing I kind of picking up on what Steve was talking about, we really only have two options here with the scripting. You could possibly just substitute that in there. Provide some consistent, brings the two together.
Right.
We'll leave that to Burnham Richards.
I've enjoyed working with them so far. Thoughts on how you would like to proceed?
Well, I think
if you
want
to just staff and if.
They don't have, Burnham Richards really isn't proposing that they change the seal. Or are they? Do they have ideas for how they think they can make this?
I don't think we're going to be able to do that in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
No.
Okay.
But.
All right, I would like to make a motion that we send the committee forward to make a decision about the font type and the script that's going to be used in the website, the Village of Alloway, how that's written. And how that appears, and that the seal basically remains the way it is, and we try to address that at some time in the future.
Second that motion.
The color is the aspect, too. I mean, we're going to have to bring back some colors,
yeah.
Because once the colors are on, and I don't be wanting to make any of those changes either. So we just started working with them a couple weeks ago, so it's not as if we've had a long time. It was a matter of
right.
It's time. We had a marketing intern here. She's been rolling real hard and at the end of this, so I want to keep moving. So.
Well, we lost the orange on our fire truck, so maybe the website should be orange. No?
So, when you're saying you're going to form a committee, who's your committee?
I thought you had a committee together already.
No.
Oh.
I mean, we've been working. It's been myself, the intern, Debbie, Tracy, and Jenny. Has been working on
okay.
As
you
say that
so.
Sounds like a committee.
Sounds like a committee.
But you were looking for a board person.
I thought, if someone wants to be a part of it, I think it would be a good thing that a board member would be a part of it. If nothing else, bounce things off of. I mean, you can't make it.
Sure. I'd be willing to volunteer if no one else wants
I'll
to.
I'll help too.
All right.
So why don't you just give Lynn and or Rita call and
we'll keep you in what's going on with that.
This is happening soon, though. I'm gone all next week.
Congratulations,
Lynn.
Maybe Penny.
Or Penny.
Well, thank you.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Discussion regarding code and safety enforcement.
Back to the implementation of the boat trailer parking. What I wanted to get direction from y'all is how you want me to implement this. Do you want me to be proactive or reactive? Do you want me to go by the letter of the law or the spirit of the law? I'm going in front. I think part of it's going to have to be the spirit of the law
mm-hmm.
for the non-closed trailers.
Yes, Trustee Zeller.
I thought about this a little bit when I saw the agenda item, and I'm thinking, would this work, Mark, if you and the direct enforcement officer, Rick, and as well as do we still have the cadets working through the wintertime? If all of you had the same warning form. That could be handwritten, so that we would provide a written warning first before we cite.
Well, that was
is that
plan
workable?
That was the plan anyway. I like in the newspaper,
make sure the newspaper man got that on the, in the newspaper, that we're not just going to crash down on, we're going to slowly move forward with this. And it's going to be like that. It's just going to be letting you know, hey, it's implemented now. You need to move it, park it. This is what's going on. If you got any questions, and we're not going to come crashing down on everybody, because your phones will be ringing off the hook. We're going to do that anyway, but not as bad as we went, you know, both feet on it. We're not planning to do that. I can make a card, which would be easier just to mail them out at the beginning, say this is a warning, let you know. And that's all we were planning on doing for the first few months, was just, because there's too many. There's a lot. But what I wanted, actually, again, was, did you want me to, once we really get this going, do you want me to go after them, or just, what I'm trying to get at is, some people have, like a guy will have a something in his driveway, and nobody will complain about it. They're either complaining because they don't care, or they're scared to complain. Some people are. They won't complain because they're, you know, they want to make waves. So I'm not sure if y'all want me to go after people anyway, if they are.
I think you start with the most egregious cases where someone has, you know, basically a junkyard in their backyard. Then you take care of that. And then you go to cases that are less egregious. And then, you know, I think you sort of go down the priority list. And those cases where you have people complaining would take, I would imagine, take priority over others.
Oh, yeah.
But I think, you know, once you've identified someplace and you're going to be taking action, then you have to treat everyone the same. They get the same warning. They get the same amount of time to remedy it. But I think we want to ease our way into this, unless there are real, you know, the cases that brought this forward to the board to begin with. I mean, those we need to take care of.
The refractory nuisance cases. It's right. Like there's always the problem properties, you know well.
Yes. But as I said, like tonight when I drove by, when I'm down a couple streets just looking at them, there's going to be a lot of people we have to notify. And they just don't know. I mean, we try to get the newspaper article out. We try to, you know, get it out as much as we can. Rick tried to put it, you know, he put it in the police paper that goes out. But start April 1st. We'll see how many people actually do it. But I agree. You know, it's mostly warning getting them.
Yeah, we see, especially with the winter we're having. I mean, by April 1st, we still might have 3 feet of snow on the ground, and people won't really have the option of doing much. So.
Right, that's not even the story, though, that we have started in. You know, give them plenty of time.
Right. Yeah, even the warning letter should probably be very carefully worded to let them know that we're not out to, you know, we know that there are extenuating circumstances that sometimes you can't find a place for your items, but this is the direction we're going. So by the time we hit the summer, you should be able to be, you know, writing citations for people who just haven't done what they're supposed to.
I'll make sure. I mean, we'll work with them. I mean, it's going to be some heartburn, but let people know that, yeah, we're not here to crush you. We're just trying to get you to understand what the ordinance is. We'll work with everybody as best we can.
Does that give you some direction for? Does that help?
Yeah, that sure does. Appreciate it.
Trustee Zeller?
Will we be letting the contractor trailers slide then, Mark, until pending the change that we make?
Right now, because we really don't have anything saying yes or no, and I couldn't go into, you know, there's nothing that says you have to move it. Mm-hmm. Says you have to move it.
Mark, one of your other questions was on the position on kayaks, small rowboats, and canoes, and that was brought up to me by a neighbor on the weekend. And I don't know, you know, it kind of falls under watercraft, but obviously much smaller, tend not to be on trailers. Some can be, obviously, but a lot of them are hung on garages and.
The garages are off on the outside of the garage?
We go.
Okay.
There's like on Hoffman and Ligle, people have in the backyard. It's up on a board. You can see over the fence. Now, it's not hurting anything. The reason I brought this up was I had a warning letter on something to a guy, and he got mad at me for giving it to him. He said, well, you're going to have to go after her because she's got a boat in her backyard. Well, she's got a canoe in between the garage and the fence. You know, you wouldn't even see it unless you stand over and look at the fence. Or he was just mad because
something. I said we cover that when we cover the enclosed trailers and something that's portable you could pick up under one arm and move around. I'm not sure that's what we're really talking about.
Kayaks, I can't see. I just So if somebody brings it up to me, I'll just say that.
Okay. Growing number of kayaks. Anything further? Mark?
No, that's all I need. Thank you.
Item 13, discussion of the animal ordinance or animal control services.
As you may or may not know, today has Glenn sent us a letter discontinuing their service to us for animal control. They gave us 30 days, but they said if we can't get things organized before that, they'd be happy to spread it out or keep going for a while until we get it set up. I did talk to a woman that's doing animal services for Bellevue right now, Howard and Swamico. Met with her, and then she has an assistant, Troy, who happens to actually live in Alloway. They are willing and able to provide the service for us. It's just a matter of meeting with them, deciding exactly how we're going to do it. With Green Bay, obviously, it was a contracted service. We were just billed out, and they were not considered employees of the Village of Alloway. The two that would do the service for us would like to be employees of the Village of Alloway, and that's how they have their contracts with the other communities. They are actual employees. So it would be different in that regard. The charges that they charge different communities are very different in the communities because they've worked for one for a long time. They've got a couple of new ones. So I think that's something that we would be able to negotiate and work out with them a little bit, depending on what they would do and how we would handle their services. But Monica is the woman that's in charge, and she's got all the certifications that are needed for being an animal control providing kind of service, and Troy, her assistant, also just completed all his certifications through the state. They have a good relationship with the Bay Area Humane Society, and as you know, we just re-upped our contract with Bay Area Humane Society. We have up to a 3-year contract we just signed with them. So working with them would not be an issue at all as far as them holding the animals like they do right now with Green Bay. And they have some good ideas on things. They asked about the dangerous dog and helping out with that. They have no issue with doing that. They also would work with us on our ordinance for dangerous dog and have some suggestions already on maybe making that more efficient for us as well. Just meeting with them, they definitely have the knowledge and the ability to do it. It's just a matter of working through a contract with them. So I don't know if you would like them to come to a future meeting and talk to you about what they could provide. Or if you just like me to work with them and see what we can come up with and go ahead with it and then make a contract or come back to you later once things are kind of ironed out. So I just wanted to get some feedback from you on thoughts. I just want to touch quick on the cost just so you know what we've spent over the past few years. For the Humane Society, now this is just for holding the animals. They have to be held for at least 7 days. The cost, right, with our new contract was $155 for that service. Obviously, it's gone up a little bit over the years, but on average, in the last 5 years, we've spent about $1,700 on just with the Humane Society for holding the animals for us. We had a high of about $2,300 down to a low of about $1,100 in those 5 years. As far as Green Bay providing that service, and again, it's just for pickup, they charge $30 as a flat rate, pick up an animal, $60 on a holiday. Their cost over the years has averaged about $462, which equates to about 20 to 25 animals a year. So it's not a great amount of animals or service that they're providing. And again, that's for the last 5 years. So it hasn't been a big expense over the years. Probably we budget about $3,000 for the service, and we're usually right around that in the amount. So I would envision we'll stay fairly similar. Because the $30 flat rate, I think, will be comparable to what the proposed costs are from the new vendor, or potential new vendor.
Yes, Trustee Zeller.
So I'm a little bit confused on this. I've got two questions for Tracy. So last fall, I had an incident with the dog that came into the garage and wouldn't leave my garage. So I called the county non-emergency number, and the village officer was dispatched to my house, and the village officer transported to the Humane Society. So that should have been the city of Green Bay that was
Sometimes the officers do get called, and maybe Rick can address that better, but they do go out on calls as well depending on if Green Bay can get there. Maybe they're backed up with, or they're serving somebody else and they can't get there. So I know the officers have at times served in that role as well.
Okay, then would the owners, because so many of these animals have the microchip identification in them, would the owner then be responsible for the payment to the Humane Society?
You know, that's a good question. As I was looking through this, we get billed for the animals that go there, and I don't know if we get billed for all of them from the Humane Society. So I would assume, and it's something that as I was looking through this I want to check on, I would think if the owner is determined and they have a microchip or the owner claims it, they would be paying the cost for housing that animal.
They should.
They should.
In order to claim.
Yes.
We should.
We need to check
that out.
Because I know in other communities they actually have that as in an ordinance, in their ordinance saying that, and ours does not address that specifically.
So we should change our ordinance to state that in order for the owner to claim their animal, they would need to somehow, we'd have to word it that they would have to make the village whole on the on the keeping of the animal at the Humane Society, and then what about the transport as well, too?
I would think you get both, because most communities, I think, do that.
My understanding is the Humane Society collects what they charge.
Oh.
But we get the bill for the pickup, and most of them are euthanized or not claimed, so we pay that bill.
I see.
But if an owner claims that, then we charge them for the pickup. We bill them.
We charge them for the pickup.
For the pickup
portion.
And they
have to pay the Humane Society directly?
That for the overstate, right.
Okay. So then my second question is, then why would these folks need to be village employees? When couldn't we contract with them on a per incident basis?
That's what I would like to do. Mm-hmm. And I talked to them about it. They have to be employees in all the other communities they work for. And I think part of it has to do with workman's comp. That then they are covered by workman's comp because they're employees of the village. And it may be something that I can negotiate with them and say, you know, we really don't want to go there, because they would be considered a contract employee because they do it for many communities. We're not setting their hours, you know, all of that. So they would fit that requirement.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way I would like to go. And I did talk to them a little bit, but they weren't real excited about that either. So I guess we'd have to, you know, I'd have to talk to them a little bit more and just see where they are on that.
We apparently don't have any other options, though.
They're the ones that have come step forward right away, and I don't know of any other ones. I mean, we can certainly search more and see if there's anybody else out there. The communities that they're working for really like them, and they do a nice job for them. So they didn't have any bad things to say about them. All the communities like having them provide that service, and they do a good job. And the other thing they're looking at adding is what they call, it's called CART, C-A-R-T, and I can't remember what it stands for. But basically they're looking for community members that they want to become certified to a certain level and help them out with that, and then they would have them help out and be on call and help out with some of the animal control. So they're working on that. They're working on that in Howard, and they've started to get that in place there. So it's just something. I said, well, would you be opposed to that? And I said, well, we have to really look at it and see how it works, but that might be another thing that's just available. All the communities, too, they pay their mileage back and forth to the call, so that's another thing that we'd have to look at as well and see how we want to work that out.
I'd like to meet with them before we would hire or contract with them.
That sounds reasonable to me.
I would as well.
Well, and I know Troy lives right here and has done work in the village, and he's awesome.
Now, they gave us 30 days in Green Bay, so by the time we have our next board meeting, that 30 days will be up.
They did give 30 days, but when I talked to the police chief there, he said if we can't get it set up, they'd be happy to extend it for us. I think if we had to push it out, they would be willing to do that for us.
Do we know why they decided that they didn't want to continue this long-standing relationship with us?
You know, it seemed to me that there were some city council members that were concerned about the service that was being provided in Green Bay, and that they had to wait to get their dogs or the animals picked up. and felt that them going to other communities was causing that problem. And I think there was another issue with the contracts, and maybe not our contract as much, because I think ours is one of the earlier ones, but some of the other communities like DePere and Ashwaubenon, that those contracts were never approved by the city council, and they didn't realize that they were doing this kind of thing. So I think it was a combination of the two things. And it's unfortunate, because I think it was a good service, and it really worked well for us, and they did a nice job. So I tried to talk them into keeping it, but they just weren't interested in that. So it
strikes me as odd that we can work out a fire merger and get your dog
catcher. Yeah.
Get our dog catcher together, yeah. Have we thought about if these folks insist on being employees, how does that work? Are there partial employees in multiple municipalities, or how does...
Yeah, they'd just be employees of each of the municipalities that they worked in.
And they're just...
And so if they needed the disability, where would that come from? Wherever they got hurt?
Right, yes. The workman's comp would cover them.
The workman's comp.
In Howard and Swanko, that would cover them there. And they work in Brest, that would cover... Wires would cover them.
Huh. Their service is so nominal from a time standpoint, I can't imagine. I think we should maybe get some type of counsel from Duffy on this, on what is an employee.
Right.
This is clearly a contract service in my mind.
I think it definitely qualifies as a contract service, but their desire is not to be, but maybe they would want to have our business enough that they would consider it too. I think Ashwaubenon is going to do it on their own because they have a couple community service officers that can handle it, and I think DePere is doing the same thing. They're going to have their officers handle it. So it's just really us that are looking right now. And Bellevue, they do it for Bellevue right now. One of the cost savings things that Bellevue has in place is at their fire station, they have a holding area for cats in the back of their fire station that Troy actually takes care of. And when we take it to Humane Site, it's $155. Charge for that cat for the week, and for their charge, and they work this all out with the Humane Society, it would be $40, so the community, it would be much cheaper for them to house the animal there, and the Humane Society doesn't have an issue with that. So I think there are some cost savings things that they can do by working for multiple communities as well.
You could just check with Dennis, and then you can ask them to come in and we'll have a discussion. Anything further on item 13? Is there a motion to adjourn? Trustee Kobisch, section Trustee Green. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We're adjourned.